Indians looking to make it 3 of 4 over the A's at home. Corey Kluber getting the start, first since May 2nd, coming off the disabled list. He was great early on. Second inning, facing Chris Davis.
The payoff pitch, swung on and missed. Kluber has struck out 3 in a row. Kluber down and in again, struck him out. 4 in a row for Kluber. Rick, I did not expect him to be this sharp in his first start after missing a month of action.
It doesn't surprise me, because when he goes out and he comes back, you know he's going to be ready.
Roberto Perez batting 8th and Eric Gonzalez, he's just 1 for 10. Not many opportunities for him. He's batting 9th. Off the glove, and Robertson gets to 3rd on the pass ball. And he came screaming around 3rd base just in case Fegley had any trouble. Whoa, it goes for the backstop again, and the Indians take the lead.
That's a gift run right there.
Lindor squares, Healy bobbles it, and he's safe at first. How do you like that?
Well, it's been the A's defense all year long. They were giving it out here, and it'll be a sacrifice and an error, I'm sure, on Healy.
The pitch, ball 4, Indians lead 2-0.
Popped him up, shallow left. In comes Canna. It drops, and they don't pick up the base runner. Everybody's safe. Incredible. The defensive miscues continue for Oakland. It's 3-0 Cleveland. Smash right at the second baseman. Pender comes home for one. Back to first. Not in time. Indians get a run. Here comes another runner home. Save at the They call him out. Oh, my goodness.
We could have 2 challenges on this.
I think we've got multiple challenges coming before this is all over.
Play it home plate.
Save.
There. All right, they did both at once. Okay.
So first and third, 2 down. It's now 4-0 Cleveland.
The sprinklers are on in the outfield.
As if it couldn't get any worse for Oakland's defenders.
They're trying to cool them off.
Trying to hose them down. Lindor line drive base hit left field. Gonzalez going to be waved around. The throw is cut off. And the Indians lead is 6-0. Lindor with his 26th run batted in on the year.
The Indians win it 8-0. Kluber gets the win. 6 scoreless frames, 2 hits, 10 strikeouts. The Indians did see their home run streak ended at 16 straight games. Indians pitchers struck out 59 A's in the 4-game set. The Tribe starting to right the ship at home, where they're 12-14 on the season. Skipper Terry Francona talked about the win afterwards.
Boy, I mean, first of all, it's nice to have him back. You know, it kind of gives everybody a lift. But then when he comes out and just throws the way he did. In fact, I hate to use the word throw, because I mean, he pitched and his breaking ball was so good, and he was crisp, you know, right from the get-go. I mean, you know, the score ended up 8-0, but his 6 innings, it was 1-0 the whole way, and man, he was really good.
How much do you hope that month off will just kind of allow him to reset and just feel like himself?
Well, and that would be the hope. And again, I don't think he's going to feel, you know, I mean, he's going to have to work on this probably the whole season, just to, you know, maintenance with it. And hopefully that's all it would be. But boy, it's nice. Kind of like when Carrasco hurt his hamstring that year and he came back. You know, it's like you got a good pitcher that's really fresh. And hopefully that's the way it'll work for us. Yeah, I thought today was one of the days I was really pleased, because early on, I mean, they were about pitch for pitch almost. I mean, same number of pitches through 5. We had got the one on a little base up middle and a couple wild pitches. But the next inning, we had a bunch of runners on base and we hit a couple balls back to the pitcher. We really weren't, you know, we had a little flare to left, or, you know, that fell because they're playing the infield in. But then, like Santana hustling around the bases, I thought we did some good things energy-wise, especially, you know, noon game after a night game. And then things kind of, you know, we started swinging the bats a little bit better and added on. But I was really happy about just kind of getting after it, even when we're not swinging it.
You mentioned Santana. Just what do you think of the effort both on Zimmer's part and Carlos? make that.
Wow, and I would put Sarby in there too, because I thought it was a really good play all the way around. But I think Sarby kind of keeps his antenna up for those plays.
You mentioned earlier in the week about a good opportunity to get the inning, see how he did.
I thought it was a perfect situation. And you could tell he came out with intent. Like, he got after it from the first pitch. You know, Rosales hit a whack of fastball that was probably neck high, and he scattered a few pitches. But I still think it was good to get him in, and then we'll see now where to go. He won't pitch tomorrow, but we'll see where it goes from there.
Feel like the sprinklers coming on was just the way that inning was going?
You know, those things seem to be a little more funny when you're winning than when you're losing.
Kind of gets almost lost in the eighth of the game at the end, but the strikeout and cost stealing.
That was a big play. I mean, and at the time, I mean, nobody knew what the call was, you know, I mean, because it's check swing. And that ends up going from first and second, nobody out, to two outs, nobody on. That was huge.
Kluber improves to 4-2 and looked like an ace. He talked about being back on the hill after the game.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the biggest issues that I had early on in the season, was that, you know, I wasn't necessarily able to get through with my extension with my cutter and stuff, and so I think I gave up a lot of damage with it early on too, and so to be able to kind of have a full arsenal to work with was, I guess, it makes it easier to go out there and pitch instead of having to struggle through it.
How much is your routine going to change to keep the back maintained?
Not a whole lot. It's just kind of 20, 30 minutes of activation stuff every day. It doesn't really change what I am able to do, what I'm not able to do. It's just a little bit more just to get going at the beginning of the day.
Score ends up being lopsided, but the strikeout and caught stealing in the top of the six, just how important was that play in that moment?
Yeah, I think it was still 1-0 at that point. So, I mean, if he doesn't go on the check swing and all of a sudden it's first and second, nobody out. So that was a pretty big moment as far as, you know, changing the complexion of that inning.
You've been able to watch all week Tomlin, Carrasco, Bauer, Clevenger. It's kind of what you guys, as far as the staff, are expecting, you know, as well as you guys pitched over the last couple of days, I guess.
The idea is obviously we pitched well over, you know, the last week or how many days, but the idea is to keep that going for a prolonged stretch now. You know, I think that we had some good starts mixed in there early on, but we never got to the point where we kind of strung them together and kept it going to give the team a chance to kind of get on a roll. So I think that that's where we're at right now, is trying to kind of carry it out for a longer period.
Corey, I know you're a tough self-evaluator, but did this go about as well as you could have hoped?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, first and foremost, able to go out there and pitch well and, you know, give the team a chance to win, and then to be able to do that without really running into any issues was also a relief.
What do you think of the job Cliff did over the last month while you were working with
that? Yeah, I think that the fact that he's still in our rotation speaks to how well he did. It's not the easiest thing in the world to come up and kind of feel like you're filling somebody else's spot, but, you know, to do that and pitch well enough to earn the right to stay, you know, I think that's pretty impressive.
The Indians head to Kansas City on Friday. Josh Tomlin gets the start against Jason Vargas.